Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
What?
Yeah. Screwball Radio. What's the word, man?
What's the deal, man? We a little, you know, an hour ahead because of daylight saving time. We're going to be pushing back, but we here. Episode 120 underway.
Yeah, definitely. We in the building. Shout out everybody out there that's tuned in with us. Screwball Radio. Once again, we back at it. Shout out King Eric. Shout out Black Poet. We here, man. It's been a crazy week.
Real crazy.
News been
man.
Crazy.
Real crazy.
Yeah, super crazy.
And you know what's dope, man, that we started this show is we coming at a time where we got content. You know what I'm saying? So I think if we started this probably, you know, in the happy years, we probably have to do this show like every 2 to 3 weeks because there ain't nothing happening. But, man, we got almost like 2 weeks worth of news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely the world. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we could report like one or two things every now and then. Now it just seems like every day there's something crazy going on, every single day. Definitely new music dropping, a lot of artists coming out. But between sports and politics and just
it's big
hood news, like it's crazy out there.
It stays busy,
super
man.
Crazy.
And you know, to be on top of my position as, you know, presenting the worldly news. First, you know about the funk that's currently going on with the U.S. and Mexico because of the cartel. They kidnapped those people. And now the cartel is apologizing. And the U.S. is like, nah, we ain't accepting that, man. We're going to destroy all the cartels that y'all have going. Anything that y'all sending, we destroying. But now you got a whole funk between those two. Mexico and U.S., as if they don't already have tensions going on with Russia, tensions going on with China. It's wild.
Yes, China, North Korea. You know, it's madness going on in the world today, right now. That's for sure. You know, shout out everybody that's staying positive, even though things be negative. But, you know, it's the world, man. It's our world today. And we just surviving through it, you know? Yeah, man.
Yeah,
baseball, you know, baseball season, not the season, but, you know, spring season started. You know, basketball is on its way to the playoffs. You know, it's crazy.
So much going on. Even in the entertainment world, man, we seen Chris Rock get his lick back from last year.
I mean, that was a reach for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, Will Smith hit him with a five finger say to the face. You know, they ain't no thing. You can't say nothing. Like he bitch slapped you in front of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing you could say. Ain't no comic relief. Ain't no joking about it. You know, what it boils down to is that you got this shit slapped out of you on world TV.
I mean,
all around the world.
Jumped,
that was a slap heard all around the world.
My thing with this, though, he could have at least jumped on his back, like, after the show got off the air. He could have, like, you know, he could have caught him with a headpiece behind and run, like, something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
you know,
he could have just weaved out the way. He could have just weaved out the way. Who lets themselves get slapped? You know what I'm saying? Like, what grown man is going to stand there and let themselves get slapped? I don't know anybody. I don't know nobody in the hood that's just going to let somebody slap the shit out of you on world TV. Like everybody saw this. The internet, Instagram went crazy with it. Like, you was just being slapped on every platform that there is to be viewed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That stand-up, you know, that was just more him venting, you know what I'm saying? Venting about the issue that was last year. He could have just came out right after that shit happened. He could have said something about it.
I know some people that went to the shows. I think he was already talking about it on the shows, but this is the first time he went live and addressed it publicly. And, you
like
know,
I said, man.
Yeah. I just couldn't get flat, man. I mean,
it was a bad look. To me, it was a bad
a flat.
Look, you know?
I'd rather just get knocked out.
I mean, like I said, man, you could have weaved. You could have moved. You chose to take that slap. You know what I'm saying? You chose to stand your ground and get bitch slapped in front of I don't know how many viewers, because I saw it and I was like, ah, nah, dang. This can't be real. You just going to sit there and hold your face after getting slapped? Like, how you ain't weave or move or duck or come on, man.
Yeah, that was
bad.
More.
That was bad.
Now, I think we got our guest, man. I think we got our guest, Double AB. He's on the line right now, man. Let's see if we can bring him on.
Yes.
I think so.
You hear me? Yep, I'm here.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yo, check it out, man. Right now, we got Double AB straight out of Queens. Right here on Scoop Radio with us. You know,
what's
this goody? Man is he's a worker, man. He's out there putting in pain on the microphones, man. Gotta go check him out, Double AB. What up? What up, my brother?
My brother. Good to chop it up with you, man. I've been looking forward to this, man. Yeah, I'm chilling, man.
That's right.
Yeah, we here, man, you know. Got Double AB, yo, King Eric, Double AB. Good brother.
Good, my man.
I've been knowing him. Been knowing him for a little while.
Peace. Yeah, man.
He's been putting in work,
you know,
man. Just putting...
trying to stay busy, you know what I mean? Just like you, I see you guys putting in work, and it's an honor to kind of, I feel like it's a new kind of renaissance right now for a lot of artists, maybe even people that have been around before and went inactive for a minute and then come back, and it's like, it's a good time for hungry motherfuckers that just want to, you know, put out music, and I feel like that's what a lot of us are right now, so it, you know, it's a good time, man.
Yeah, hungry and really just doing what we love to do, you know?
Like, yeah.
The money ain't always there, but the love is always there, you know what I'm saying?
You got to point yourself at whatever your fucking passion is, man. If you even know that you like to do something and you do something well that's artistic, you know, in our society, you know, we try to shit on that. Everybody, you try to, from your family to your friends to your, you know, girlfriends to your wives to whatever. People would tell you it's not a valid option if you're not one of the top, like, five paid artists. But if you really think about it logically, why would you ever do something other than what, you know, feels like if it's your purpose? So many people don't know what the fuck their purpose is. Most people walk through life, like, not knowing shit, you know, going to shitty jobs and just feeling empty. So if you got something that you do good, fucking show your ass while you can, you know, because we all be in a box sooner or later, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, especially how nice it is, man. Especially, like you said earlier, there's really no red tape anymore for artists. So now the lane is real open for a lot of people like yourself to come in, to get discovered,
yeah,
you know, to present your craft to new people and new listeners that
mm-hmm.
didn't have a chance back in the day where there was a lot of pigs and gatekeeping.
Yep. The whole thing cracked wide open. I think there's still forms of gatekeeping, but it's more now, it's like an algorithm now. It's not even a human now. It's like, you know, it's definitely evolved from that point, like you said, where it was like heavy human gatekeeping. Now it's like, it's more democratic. Anybody with access to the internet can be out there, and it's a fucking beautiful thing because, you know, damn, you could just go direct to people, and you don't really, people don't know, man. It doesn't really take that many. If you get a, build a strong little following, you know, you got 1,000 people that's willing to, you know, buy your products and you dropping stuff all the time, you got a little, you know, a fan base and money base to live off of, you know, and you could grow from there. So, you know, it's all about just, you know, just keeping that snowball rolling and just being consistent. And that's what I see about it.
Yeah, there's still definitely a lot of gatekeeping out there. A lot of DJs don't play artists, you know, even if the record is hot, you know, they play who they know or who they ball sucking. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Some of that is just, it's just human shit too, right? There's going to be cool people and there's going to be dickheads, and not everybody likes everybody. And sometimes you got to do something 3 or 4 times. And then suddenly I noticed that the records that we've been putting out, like just this last year, have been getting played by a lot of those people that I thought wouldn't play me, and now they playing me. So it's like you could be in that position and then shift. So it's so funny, man. But you're right. It is a lot of, like, you know, you gotta kind of be, you can't take that shit personal at the end of the day. You gotta be like, all right, bro, I see you when I, you know, I'm gonna have one that you play sooner or later. You're not gonna be able to not play my shit. So you better play it early.
Yeah.
So you could be like, I was one of the ones that played it early.
Yeah, for sure. You know, a lot of stuff that goes on too is, you know, somebody might play you, somebody that you didn't think would play you, and then those people, you know, they follow radio shows, so they'd be like, oh, they play him, or we gotta play it on our show, and it's not because it's genuine, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not because you dope, it's because they played you, and they want to get the same kind of listeners like you got. You know what I'm saying? You know how many people would listen to Rappers Out of Control and
oh, I know. They take the whole playlist. They take the whole thing, bro. It's funny. When I went on there last month, we basically leaked one of our new songs. Me and Nejma Nefertiti got an album on the way, produced by my man Dub Sonata, that's called Animal Instinct, right? And it's a concept album. Each song we're rapping about a different animal. So we leaked one song, but just two Eclipse while we were on the show. But I know it's obviously out. If Eclipse plays it on the show, it's out there. But the next day, it was on everybody's show. And I'm like, oh, they faking it right from his thing. Because we didn't drop it in no other way. You had to rip it from the show. And that's what they did, though. And I was like, damn, should I be like, oh, my God, they stealing this? But I'm like, nah, you know what? It's blogs and people that I will fuck with anyway. So I'm like, fuck it. It's out. It was out there, but that's how it is now. You put it out somewhere, it's out everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't no holding sure. Nothing that back. So.
Yeah.
But it was funny because I didn't expect that soon. The next, a lot of blame, right? But the next day, it was like five people. I'm tagging. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, like everybody got this. I'm like, but that's dope. It's dope to me. It's just, it means they like the song, bro. It's like, and I'm happy about it. You know, play this shit, man, please.
Yeah, of course, you know, because, you know, genuinely, you make dope music, you know what I'm saying? If people know you and they go back, like, you've been making dope music for a while. So for your music not to be being played is because they not listening. But like you said, you know, Rappers Out of Control is like a holy grail. You know, the premiere show is like a holy grail. You know, Show Off Radio is like a holy grail. So all these other radios and DJs, they kind of tune in to see what they not getting. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is cool because, you know, you want to spread the word. You know, that's the whole thing about music, is that music is for everybody. And if it's dope,
you
should be playing it. You know, you should be playing
for real.
If it's dope, you should be playing it. Because, you know, all through these years, you know, King Eric will tell you, we play your record. We played Sashimi. We played the Ito record. A couple other records that we played. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's hot, we're going to play it. And we don't.
Yeah.
We're not like, we just playing it because it's hot. We're not playing it because we know the artist. If it's dope, people should hear it. You know, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's it. You know. That's the, you know, people,
yeah, long as it's
dope. I wish everything operated like just on a pure level like that.
But
you know?
That's what hip-hop was. Hip-hop was, if your shit is dope, we're going to play it, you know? It was not, yo, wait, do I know him? Or who does he know that we should play his record? You know, it shouldn't be that way. If you're a radio, you're a DJ, you should always be breaking records. Always. Like, that's your job is to
that's
break records.
That's your job, That's it.
But they don't want to use their name and their power to give you any light. And that's what I don't like.
Well, they just, you know, everybody's, you know, even the most on people, that's what you find out later. The people with the biggest jobs and you think is calling the most shots inside, they the most scared little bitches because they don't want to put their rep for somebody that's not, you know, that they feel isn't attested for popularity yet. But it's like, motherfucker, you're in the door. You're supposed to be grabbing the new dope people and pulling them through. That's the whole point. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, because
but they don't know. They're like, I don't know. I'm not gonna take a chance, and I'm gonna just stick with what's gotten me to where I am and protect my little bubble. You know, but you know, whatever. The cream will rise to the fucking top sometimes.
Right, but breaking records will make that person even bigger because then more people will want them to break their record. So they'll be more relevant.
Of course.
Because it's a more of an ego thing. They're like, I'm not going to play that record, or I don't want to use my network and my network follow him now. Like, you know, when it's all, you know, it shouldn't be that way. Like here on Screwball Radio, we show love to everybody. If this shit is dope, he is going to play the record, you know? And me and E.D.,
we got
our ear to the street all week listening to the new drops. And I listen to everything. Everything that I see is new, I listen to it. It might come on. We might play it. We might not. You know, sometimes there's so much good music that we can't even get to all of it.
Right. There's so much coming out nowadays that it's so hard to get to it. So that's a, you know, I guess it's a good problem to have, you know, but it's dope that you actually spend the time and listen to it, because, hey, look, you got a show where you playing music. That's what you're supposed to be doing, right? And you doing it. And you like checking out new shit and hearing shit that's dope, you know what I mean? And that's very dope, and it's admirable for the culture, and I salute you for it, man, because, you know, we need more of that, and it comes from a purity. You just playing shit you like. There's nothing more pure than that, and that's the great thing about what you do. You're not taking a payola check. You're just literally saying, I like these records, and these are the ones I'm going to play this week, and there ain't nothing more genuine than that, you know?
Yeah, for those out there that's listening, we don't get paid to do this Schoolboy Radio. We do this because we love the culture, we love the music, we like the artists that come out and drop that raw from east to west, you know, some overseas. You know, we just here to keep pushing it forward, you know? Like, we don't get a check for this.
Exactly.
We do this because we love it, you know what I'm saying? We love hip-hop. We love the culture from the graffiti artists, to the breakdancer, to the DJ, to the MC, to the B-boy, to the fashion. It, you know, we just here to keep pushing it forward, you know? But,
absolutely.
You know, my question for you is, for those that don't know you, give them a little background about you. Let them know where you're from and you know, how long you've been doing this.
Double AB, I've been rapping for more than some of these years than some of these rappers been alive, bro. I put out my first album in like 2002 myself, completely independently, sold it out of the trunk, you know, fucking got on tours opening for GZA, you know, opening for my brother's Cannibal Ox, who I toured the whole country, world with, Europe, South Africa, like, you know, so I've been blessed to kind of be doing music for a long time. But, you know, at the same time, though, I'm relatively unknown. My name's not ringing bells to a lot of people. I might be unfamiliar to people. So I've been around for a while, and I touched the whole globe doing music, but I still got many, many more steps ahead of me. And I've been doubled down extra hard, going even harder lately. So, you know, I grew up Upper West Side of Manhattan. You know, between there and, you know, my great aunt and aunt, second parents, West Harlem, then went upstate to college, SUNY Newport, came back down, and that's when I moved to Queens. So I'm not a native Queens, New Yorker, but I've been in Astoria for like 20 years now. So I'm like an adoptive Queens.
Yeah, you still NYC all day, you know?
I love my hood. I love Western Queens. I love like Astoria, Long Island City, Sunnyside, Woodside. You know, like that little chunk of Queens is my shit, and that's why I kind of moved here. I'm like, oh, I fucking love this shit, man. And it's funny, I moved here randomly because my man had a spot like just opening up when I was coming back. I went to college upstate. Then I went out to London for like half a year, and then I came back, and my man gave me a spot in his crib, and he went on to be like a ill executive. He ran Complex magazine for years. Now he has this thing called Idea Generation, I believe. But that was my man. And so basically I just got like randomly pulled to Queens, and I just fell in love with it. I was like, yo, where I grew up in Manhattan, it's the neighborhood wasn't even a neighborhood no more, because it's all Dwayne Reed's, and you know, it's like that everywhere. Every block that had 10 stores is now one store, and it's a Dwayne Reed, and it ain't got no flavor, but it felt more like a neighborhood out here in Astoria. So I'm just a fucking, you know, I'm an Astoria, you know, fanatic now. I love my hood.
So where did the name Double AB come from?
Okay, so in my teenage years, when I'm first doing open mics and shit, I'm doing a lot of graffiti. I was heavy in the street in graffiti, really harder before rapping. So, but I used to just do bombing. I used to bomb the shit out of the streets. And so I was like the most up writer in my vicinity in that era, you know? And so I used to write some one, S-O-M-E, with a number one. And that name was a good, you know how graffiti names is. You got, it's four letters, you know what I mean? Mine was even a little clever, someone, just something. It sounded a little cool for a graffiti name. It was the wackest rap name on earth. I started doing open mics with my man Kest, and he would, and they'd be like, coming to the stage, Kest and someone. It was like, my God, is that somebody? I don't know. It was the wackest rap name ever. So I was like, yo, I can't be someone. That's stupid. But my little high school graffiti clique in high school was called AAB, double AB, all about bombing, right? So that was my crew. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even make that up. My two homies, my man Sue and my man Jam 2, made the name up. And I just, you know, I was bombing more than they were at that point. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? I'm the one pushing it up. And double AB had a ring. So I'm like, man, I write someone double AB. That's what I'm writing everywhere. Someone AAB. Someone AAB. And I'm like, I'm double AB. And I'm like, that sound like a better rap name. I'll just rock with it. And then I flipped it to Above All Bullshit, you know? But it's a million. I got a million acronyms. I could spit them, you know, I could give you 30 of them right now. But, you know, that's where it comes from originally. So it just kind of, I happened on it, you know what I mean?
That's official. Go ahead, E.
Yeah, I was going to say, who was some of your inspirations rapping-wise?
Originally?
What got you into rap? Who inspired you to rap?
Ah, man, I listened to a little rap when I was younger, you know, like my first rap tape was the Beastie Boys, but I was too young. I was like six, so I was like, oh, it's kind of funny how they not even singing, you know, like I didn't even know what rap was. I'm like, they kind of dug it. And so I wasn't really a hip-hop head. I had that album. So I was into some rap, and then I knew other, like, pop rap, like Will Smith, actually, early. Parents just don't understand because I'm a kid. It's talking to me, you know, but those are just little records. But really, I got into junior high. I started to realize, I'm like, yo, rap is ill, and I started listening to some, you know, kind of more pop rap stuff, and I asked my homie in my building, who was my big bro, my man Guy. Shout out my brother Guy Ruffin, and I still talk to him to this day, you know. I was like, yo, who's the best rapper? And he's like, hands down, Big Daddy Kane. So it was already, I believe, like the Kane's first two albums was already out, and the third one I think was dropping that next week or something. So I got to two, and then by the time the third Kane album that came out, I memorized all three of those, and so then I started really rapping. But my first bars I wrote were kind of a chunk of MC Light. Like MC Light was early. I had her second album early, and I started writing, and my bars, kind of my first rhyme was kind of like sounding like an MC Light flow. So, you know, those are some heavy influences, like just early, you know, and it was like, that was just the early rap I got to. Then Brand Nubian's first album was super heavy. That year, about 90, it just exploded for me. And I just started getting into just everything and writing heavily a little bit after that. Maybe like within that year, I started writing bars. And then, yeah, it'd be like, year, you know, maybe a bunch of years till I became double. You know, I had no name. I wasn't double AB. You know, I would go from graffiti name to graffiti name with different things. By the time it cemented to me getting on stage, once I started hitting them stages, I told you, I did maybe one open mic as someone, and then I was like, I flipped to double AB, and I never went back. You know, and even there's been times where I'm like, damn, I could have gave myself a better name. The double AB is kind of generic, but it is what it is, man. It came about in an organic way, you know.
Especially the 90s, like that 1990. Especially that 1990, you had Brand Nubian, you had Ice Cube, America's Most, and Public Enemy, dropped the Fear of the Black Planet. Whole lot of crazy releases that year.
Yep. Crazy. I mean, it just got crazy. Yeah. My favorite year, I think, for rap was 93. I always wanted to do a documentary because it's like pre-Illmatic. it was, and Illmatic is like the pin. It's like in 94, Illmatic changed everything, right? And then everybody tried to start making Illmatics. So I feel like you wouldn't have a Ready to Die or Reasonable Doubt. They're like, that's like Biggie and Jay's Illmatic. They were like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I had to structure it. You know what I mean? Like, but before that, it was like, it was so many styles in rap. Every crew had their own completely different style, but it was dope. You know what I mean? It was like, it was so vibrant and just ill. And the beats were had already progressed to a crazy level, and the engineering got a little cleaner and better. So the sound was clean, but still bass heavy. The styles were crazy. Yeah, there was something about them early 90s that was just like a super exciting time, and that's what got me into, right, just being in the middle of it, just kind of like, you know, just it almost forced me to start writing bars. I was like, this is the shit.
Dope. So what we're going to do now is going to give the people, you know, show them some of your past work, you know what I'm saying, and let them get familiar with you. And this is WAB, man. Check him out. Let's hit him with some of the
Death, man. And this first track here, titled Take Me Away, featuring Core Mega. So you know this is going to be some fire.
Let's go, Schoolboy Radio. Him.
All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. WAB. That's right. Come with me for a minute. Take this little walk through the jungle of the NYC. Keep your head up. Yeah. These are dark words, deep as Dante's Inferno. Carlito Brigante's journal, a street code, a Bible eternal. Just when you turn in, these Benny Blancos will burn you and bring you bullets from burners that straight burn through internal organs. Murder your vital signs, put you in coffins. Daughters and wives survive, widows and orphans. I guess when you slice the pie in littler portions, these roaches and mice who try to live from extortion. Killers leave corpses caught on the corners of crack spots. Catching the wrong cat, coroner's jackpot. Streets mascot, born on the blacktop. Born to get it on with the bad cops. Reporters and matlocks. Past that, born for the billboards. And ill tours of real broads. Faggots to kill for. Still dark rooms full of girls in silk bras. Real raw, a rare verbal version of film noir. Lights go down, the screen goes black. Your ice comes out, I'ma repo that. The mic comes out, I'ma Devo that. Mike Tyson style, let the streets know that. Sometimes I wish the beat would take me away to another place, safer to stay. But we stuck in a maze, stuck in the blunt smoke, stuck in the haze, stuck in the gun smoke, ducking them strays. Sometimes I wish the beat would take me away to another place, safer to stay. But we stuck in a maze, stuck in the blunt smoke, stuck in the haze, stuck in the gun smoke, ducking them strays.
God bless the child who can hold his own and lay something down without using his chrome. And live on even when your name written in stone. To stand up in court where snitches condoned. I write the most exotic, you could quote me on this. My peace control your project. I could never be exiled or banned. Getting robbed is just not in the plans. I'm too decisive. Ghetto pass revoked, go renew your license. I move so precise when I write. I use the same hand that blaze a hammer and slice bricks. A white chick, cold blooded, look at my ice wrist. The tripeness of my life made me write like this. Since the ghetto essence reflected through many lessons I learned since an adolescent. Most of my pieces, these streets are apprehended. Trapped in prison, stabbing niggas, get parole, come home, clap a nigga, then they running again. Damn.
Sometimes I wish the beat would take me away to another place, safer to stay. But we stuck in a maze, stuck in the blunt smoke, stuck in the haze, stuck in the gun smoke, ducking them strays. Sometimes I wish the beat would take me away to another place, safer to stay. But we stuck in a maze, stuck in the blunt smoke, stuck in the haze, stuck in the gun smoke, ducking them strays. My arteries pump agony through my heart and my brain, but I swallow the pain like the bottles and chains. A single Newport and a bottle of Grey got me feeling loosey-goosey,
Pardon the slang, pardon the fangs, I'm a blood sucker. Young butler with a fetish to serve a motherfucker like Bud Ruckers. It's real clear, y'all some fake gun busters. A male deer couldn't come fuck us. Falling apart like blunt guts when I dump Dutchess. I speak truth like a monk's judgment, but never speak truth amongst judges, jury or the district attorney. I see him coming in the distance with biscuits to murk me, the fist of fury. Fear me when I'm miserable, thirsty. Hold a pistol to the clergy for the kids they perverse, and I'm sick as Percy. Sledge with a song in my head, singing for my soul still stuck in the dawn of the dead. Sometimes I wish the beat would take me away to another place safer to stay. But we stuck in a maze, stuck in the blunt smoke, stuck in the haze, stuck in the gun smoke, ducking them strays, strays, strays. Sometimes I wish the beat would take me away to another place safer to stay. But we stuck in a maze, stuck in the blunt smoke, stuck in the haze, stuck in the gun smoke, ducking them strays,
ducking them strays.
Yeah. It's fire.
And hit y'all with a banger right here for this Saturday night.
Yeah. When did that drop?
That was back in 08, bro. That was off my album called The Diesel. Yeah, so many, many moons ago. You can hear me?
That's dope, man. How'd you link up with Mega? How'd you link up with Mega?
So I linked. It's funny because I got both Mega and Nature on that album. Nature, I was chilling with a lot. That's my man. He was recording out the studio in the mess hall with us. Mega, I just got linked up with just for that song through my man Liveson. And I don't know if you know who Liveson was, but he used to be the house engineer for D-Block back in that era. And he used to record. He had a studio in the Bronx in Riverdale, same building. Him and Scram Jones, and my man Mess, and a couple other. There was mad hip hop producers in this one building on Riverdale Ave, man. And so he had a studio out of there, and he was cool with Mega. And we were brainstorming. We were like, what should we do? He mixed and mastered the whole album for me. And we were sitting in there kind of like he did some, you know, he's not credited, but he actually did some, I guess you could say, like executive production work too, because he was helping me brainstorm, you know. And we'd be like, yo, well, we got to get somebody. We're like, we got to get some feature on this. We already had Nature. We had, you know, my man Vast. We had Don Pacino from Killer Army. Shout out to him, Napalm. Fucking, we had a bunch of people on it, but we need one more. We need that, like, one. And I was just like, yo, I know Cormega, you know, actually he's supposed to come in for something. I was like, bet, let's do it, you know, and reached out, made it happen. And, yeah, it was dope, man. I was just, you know, a fan of Mega's music and the way he put out stuff independently, his independent grind, crazy, and, yeah, made the track happen, and I love that song. You know, one of my favorites on that album. You know, but that album is really like, I feel like when I started making, like, I feel like I learned how to. That was the one that taught me how to make what I believe is classic album. You know what I mean? Like, and so I've gone different maybe directions since then or slightly, but it was like. You know, something about that time, just I felt like coming into my own artistically, you know, with putting together a body of work, you know, and I've been doing it for, I put out a couple things before that, but, you know, that was the one where I was like, it came out exactly as I wanted it, and I was like, all right, this will be timeless, and it, more or less, you know, I'm still proud of it to this day, so I did something right, at least for myself.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Definitely, you know, gotta appreciate good music when you got it. And like you said, you know, music like that, it's timeless music, man. You know, you listen to that record 20 years from now, and it's still going to hit you the same way. You know, it's just certain records.
Right.
You know, for me, there's certain records, man, that
that you put on, and you could just, you could remember what you was doing when you first put it on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Almost like,
yep.
Like a, yep. Like a soul clap, you know, like
man.
Something real,
or
you know,
even like
Ebonics. You know, like when the Ebonics dropped,
right, right.
Like it just,
I remember,
it just stopped everything, you know?
Stopped the room. I remember when, you know, a little later than those, but I remember it being upstate in college, you know, going into my homies, like making little bud drops, going in to serve some kids, and they're like, yo, we just came from the, you know, this is pre, we're not even streaming, we've, you know, you had to go to the store and buy the album. The Nas album just dropped. Check out this song, Ether. And we sat and listened to Ether, and I was like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? It was like just
wow.
That moment, you know, that's ingrained in my mind. That's one of those moments of rap where you like, oh. It's like you said, a certain songs just bring you to it, that place and that time. You know, what's funny, too? Some of my songs, I noticed this. I'll remember where I wrote the bars. Like, it'll remind me, if I wrote it in my car driving, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's car bars. It was a car bar. Or if I wrote it in the shower, I'll be like, yeah, I wrote that one in the shower. And I remember, like, the time I think, I'm like, I remember when I thought of that bar. Yeah, that's a good one. Like,
yeah, that's dope, man. Like, you got to keep making that fire, man. But, E, we got it on Saturday night, man. We got Double AB on here. We got all this heat. You got to let the people hear Double AB, man. It's all about him right now.
No doubt, man. So we're going to hit y'all with another joint. And, you know, it's called Save My Soul, which featured Nature, as a matter of fact. So
yep.
We're going to keep that
Walk
Queen
that
connection
same album.
Going.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keep hitting them with that heat, man. Double AB in the building, Schoolboy Radio, Saturday night. You giving me nothing but that fire, man. Straight fire.
Yeah.
The Crypt Keeper and his evil laugh. Keep haunting my nightmares, wish I could see the past. But the Grim Reaper see the fast. We must be wearing Air Max underneath that sheet of black. So if he leads me back to the cemetery to rot, just make sure to plant pot in my burial plot. Couple Dutches in my old school stereo box. Ghetto blaster, the square like a cereal box. With my first daddy cane tape jammed in the slot. The one with the toga girls and the cameo top. And my mouthpiece, that'll come in handy, the box. St. Peter try to doubt me, dare me to stop.
Damn.
Your whole life is outreached by the hands of the clock. The sands in the hourglass are the sands in the rock.
Yo.
Where it's only a matter of time till cannons are popped. You just waiting to get ambushed, mangled and shot. But just please don't take my soul from me. I know I can't live forever, but I'm life by me. Fuck heaven, yo, I never want a D.I.E. Please don't take my soul from me.
Hey yo, fast asleep when the pastor preached about the devil in his day, where we ask for sweets and wear masks of all the famous people that's deceased, the greatest. Forgetting the ones that never made it. In the streets they laid it. The blood gets soaked in. The tub stays broken. Wounds stay open for years. The teardrops are filled up. Dirt been thrown when the casket sealed up. Babies being born at the very same time as a man dies. All fair in God's eyes. You gotta be prepared for hard times. Hate, humiliation. Be humble. The only human with affiliations. And death's right around the corner. Just ask the coroner. We gotta embalm ya and find your mind. And call her, because we gotta inform her that at once baby boy's no longer with us.
Please don't take my soul from me. I know I can't live forever, but I'm like, by me. Fuck heaven, yo, I never want a D.I.E. Please don't take my soul from me.
Save yourself, homie, I'ma save me. Cause I'ma be this way till I E.N.D.
Save yourself, homie, I'ma save me. If I can't save my city, I'ma try to save Queens. If I can't save Queens, I'ma try to save my block. If I can't save my block,
yeah,
then we rock.
They say that God is crying when the skies are vine rain. I think it's dead children in heaven playing in a fire hydrant. And this is why I'm wildin'.
cause I don't wanna end up with them under the earth like I'm diamond mining. Please don't take my soul from me. Don't show for me to hell, it's a little too cold for me. I need a place that's blazing, sorta like Jamaica when the ozone goes on permanent vacation. We all wanna be hot to death, but if after death it's hot, your soul will not rest. Tattoos are permanent, and even they peel from your rotten flesh. Just days after cardiac arrest, just one rapid step away from the reaper, come to snatch your breath. And to think you was barely out your bassinet, barely ready for the casket yet. Please don't take my soul from me. I know I can't live forever, but I'm like, by me. Fuck heaven, yo, I never want a D.I.E. Please don't take my soul from me. Save yourself, homie, I'ma save me. Cause I'ma be this way till I E.N.D. Never taking life for granted.
In our world, we were called hustlers. In the corporate world, they're called CEOs and businessmen. I used to talk a lot. I was slick. In the corporate world, they call that a master communicator.
That's the name of the game.
I'm a hustler, you my customer, I'm blessing you, the blessed got me running around the city like a messenger, but fuck a bike lane, I'm on my drug pedal game, back and forth with more purple O's than the 7 train, I got more O's of green than the G line, and money be producing more honeys than a beehive, I recline in the finest breeze, get my business in order as I water marijuana trees. Plus they grown hydroponically, then I automatically got machinery to water plants for me. Trim the top leaves so they don't canopy. Check the pH balance randomly before you plant a seed. Pass the rules that was handed to me by my man Mango Mark, how to handle the weed. So if you find a single bitty stem or a seed, you could tell that their plant wasn't planted by me. Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game you show me all I need. I'm missing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Shit, you can call on me, yeah. You can call on me, Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game you show me all I need. I'm missing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Yeah, yeah, you can call on me. Yeah, you can call on me. Water sliding through hydroponic tubes. Inside the shoes, pounding the trunk spare spot with the tire removed. So fluffy, my profits through the roof. Your old small is Fruit Loops. Mine's hula hoops. We chopped onions like McDonald's workers. Except they go in little baggies, not the top of McDonald's burgers. As you can see, I'm just an honest merchant. So why shouldn't I get paid when my product's purchased? Shit, fuck a rhyme, this a 3-minute movie script. You could say I'm more George Lucas than Ludacris.
Right.
My man Mark put me on to how to do this shit. Before then, I never knew no one that grew this shit. And even though you really no longer here to vibe with me, I still see your face in every living marijuana tree. Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game, you show me all I need. I'm missing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Shit, you can call on me. Yeah, you can call on me. Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game, you show me all I need. I'm missing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Yeah, you can call on me. Shit, yeah, you can call on me.
Rest in peace, my G. Miss you down here. I remember going up in your crib. Felt like a kid in a candy store. Those were the days. Those were the days. Rest in peace, Mark.
Double AB. Nature. Foul Monday. This the Queen's Code. We eating Greek food.
school to Michael's for the meatloaf, for filling up on sushi rolls while building over movie rolls. I'm trying to shoot a movie up in Silver Cup Studios, then puff a L on Honeywell. I know your Honeywell. If anyone gives hummus for Henny, then your Honeywell. Plenty guys up in Sunnyside getting money still. Wanna set up by the waterside and flip a couple mil. If your funds are nil, then you better skip a couple mils. Up until you live in Fat in Bel Air,
Uncle Phil.
And I just been a Bel Air diner. Tuna melt shared between two on a not so fine china. Fine line between an Einstein and a grinder. In Queens we get the green and we ghost like Slimer. So let me make a toast to all the Steinway stylers. Stunting in a summertime finin', shining.
Good morning, a young day dawning. Up in the clouds above Queens with the sun rays forming. The quiet sunlight of a Sunday morning. The way it used to be will be someday morning. My city is changing. My city is aging. My city is dangerous. My city is famous. My city is changing. My city is aging. My city is dangerous. My city is famous.
Famous. Yeah. Me? Yeah. 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 Throughout my city, I move the way the mayor move. You either work or win or stay home and pray and lose. Home of John Gotti, Mets, and the DJ Clues. Wild Gremlins, if you don't know, then we them dudes. Back and forth through the doors of a liquor store. Back and forth through the doors of a sneaker store. Working 40 hours, never taking weekends off. Making money, now the pretty girls are speaking more. Infinite knowledge, no matter what I'm seeking more. Always on the go, sleeping with a sneaker on. Maybe a Timberland, but preferably a Jordan. Protect me from the potholes I'm definitely avoiding. Not the ones that you find on the Van Wick. More like the ones that you find when the plans switch. And you gotta fix it piece by piece. Keep a G, no police or priest. Yeah.
Good morning, a young day dawning. Up in the clouds above Queens with the sun rays forming. The quiet sunlight of a Sunday morning. The way it used to be will be someday morning. My city is changing, my city is aging.
What?
My city is dangerous, my city is famous.
Yeah,
my city is changing, my city is aging. My city is dangerous, my city is famous.
Famous.
Yo. Cause I'm always on my queen shit.
Right.
Walk around salty like bacon, egg, and cheese. My attitude egregious. That's how the city raised me.
Yeah.
Sprinkled in that QU, that combination's crazy. QP Hill, the city fields, card tables, and digi scale. Straight opponents of violence to anybody's fairy tale. Hear me well, you'll survive, you stay up in your lane. This induction causes concussions, this bruises on your brain. I remain to sustain respect on my name. Use a disappointment like ass model shit stains.
Yeah.
I only exist, man, to remind you it's Queens. I represent like the military, all for my team.
You're
second guessing your fate. I'm double checking the weight. No escape or protection for weapons for being fake. This is fate and the opposite lesson of being great. Can't relate, and I'm coming from Queens. That's quite a trait.
Good morning, a young day dawning.
Morning.
Up in the clouds above Queens with the sun rays forming. The quiet sunlight of a Sunday morning. The way it used to be will be someday morning.
My city is changing. My city is aging.
What?
My city is dangerous.
My
city is famous.
Yeah.
My city is changing. My city is aging. My city is dangerous. My city is famous.
Famous.
My city is changing. My city is aging.
Now you got the whole city in the COVID era. Half your favorite restaurants gone, closed forever. If I didn't know better, swear it won't get better. But that New York spirit is so forever. My city is changing, my city is aging. My city is dangerous, my city is famous. My city is, my city is such a pretty bitch. Trapped by your brown eyes and silky long eyelash.
looking like Venus flytraps. Your Venus to Milo when you fly fashion. Your Coke bottle body too bold for me to bypass. Climaxing from the live action. Feeling high from the look in your eye, igniting my passion. And my bad for some of my actions. For my past had me fucked in the head. I needed five aspirin. My heart's hijacked, my Jackie Onassis. My fine little ride or die fly Cleopatra's eyes are like knives that'll prod you like a cactus. Sticking to your mind and guide you to the mattress. You make my mind do a giant backflip. It's like you walking on pine trees, your thighs are that thick. It's like next to you, Beyonce's a matchstick. I'm just playing, but let's see if you can match with.
I don't need no mountain to climb, no dragon to kill, no fancy rhyme. I just need you all the time to be with me. I don't need to hear you say how much I mean every way. I just need you every day to be with me.
You got the flawless physique with them big soft cheeks. And your morbid mystique couldn't get more deep. I mean you gorgeous in Dior, but you thrift store chic. Just one look, my heart'll skip off beat. I sorta need an EKG in your presence. I'm starving, come and feed AB with your essence. I swear your natural juices is the best when they the freshest. You know I got the thirst and you the only one to quench it. You sorta like my savior when I'm savoring your flavor. Got me begging for it like a little boy on my best behavior. Kneeling right in front of you, looking up in your eyes, so you could see the hunger in mine that can't be disguised. Licking up your thighs, getting close to the prize. She starts dripping out the hole, she can't hold it inside. You know my saliva wanna mingle with her juices. Wanna lick up every single gooey string that she produces. Moaning in your pussy while I eat it sounded toothless. Muffled by the slick sounds of wetness that she oozes. All over my face, goddamn I love the taste. Licking on your clit gently as you bracing for release. While I'm grabbing on your cheeks to pull your wetness in my mouth. And as you letting it all out, it's like you witnessing me drown. We all gotta die someday, and that's the way for me. Till then, I guess I need you every day with me.
I don't need no mountain to climb, no dragon to kill, no fancy rhyme. I just need you all the time to be with me. I don't need to hear you say how much I mean every way. I just need you every day to be with me.
Woof,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Woof. All I got to say is woof, 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 man. The dog is barking. You know that? Ah, man, you like the one joint, man. Like you said, you from Harlem, right?
And you sound I'm from the Upper West Side. So yeah, I'm from. I grew up on 90th Street and Columbus Avenue, and then between 100, and then my second, like every weekend since I was a baby, I stayed with my aunt and uncle on 123rd Street between Amsterdam and Broadway. So that's I'm like a, you know, Upper West, West Harlem baby, you know. But like I said, I've been in Queens dumb long now, you know. So like I love Queens too, and I you know I rep all the places I've been.
Yeah, you hear you in Queens, but you could hear the Harlem.
Yeah. My accent is not going to be a Queens accent because I didn't grow up in Queens.
I'm listening to you, and I'm like, damn, like he got that Harlem, like that Harlem sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the way you put the words together kind of gives me, like, you know, that 140 in Lenox. Sound, you know what I mean? Like that danger
good,
zone,
man. I mean,
sound,
that,
like
that's where the, yeah, you know, man, the bar work developed in that ethos, man. You know, basically studying them dudes and who they got it from, the Lord Finesses and the, you know what I mean? Like the whole, you know. But it's funny,
like
the rap lineage of the Harlem style. Really, everything came from Rakim. So it came from Long Island, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, but then it jumped to Uptown, and it been Uptown ever since. So that's the Harlem style, and I was always on them double bars, you know. Like I said, I got into the game through Kane first, and then it was like the debate growing up was Kane Rakim or G-Rap. That was like the three. It was one of those three we knew was the nicest lyrically. Then, you know, KRS is another animal. He's like, you know, also the dopest because of what he says, you know. But as far as like technique and them double syllables, we were just heavy on the you know, the technical aspect. We're like, nah, you gotta hit them double syllables. You gotta be like, you know. And so I guess you can still hear it in my bars. You know what I came up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm listening to you and I hear Harlem. Like I hear that Harlem swag. I don't even want to say swag, but you can hear the Harlem talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, Harlem,
right,
like the McGruff.
I'm an uptown baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah,
you know what's funny?
It's a
crazy thing. I didn't even want to accept it at first, but I've dealt with it. And for a lot at this point, people think that I sound a lot like Cam on record, my vocal tone. So if I do like just straight punchline bars on the song, sometimes people are like, oh, who's this guy? It's fake Cam. I never saw it at all personally. But once I was like, oh, I can understand what people are saying. So it made me actually, it's almost a blessing because it made me not want to write punchline-y shit because I'm like, you know what? I got to write a deeper bar. Well, maybe you think my voice is like this, but you can definitely not listen to my songs and say I'm trying to bite Cam. If you think our voices sound alike, it's one thing, you know? But that's funny that you say that. It's just natural. What it really is what you detected. We got natural uptown accents, and our voices may be a little similar, you know what I mean? And we both studied that same school of rap, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, that's what it is. And hey, you know, Cam's a great rapper. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever motherfucker says.
Without a doubt. But that one joint that I just heard with Nature, you and Nature Take Me Away, like you could really hear that Harlem
uptown
sound.
Harlem shit. Well, I take that as a high compliment, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's a compliment. You said you from up there. So it's only right that you sound like you from up there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The slang talk is the slang talk
no matter where you from. You got people that's not Wu-Tang that sound like they Wu-Tang and they from Shaolin, but, you know, they're not Wu-Tang, but it's just the wordplay.
Yeah, they grew up with those same wordplay, and it's a little act.
Yeah,
you know,
the slang is
crazy the way it works, right? You make up some shit, then your man uses it, then his man uses it, but you might have a different slang in your building, and the buildings up the block got a different slang. So it could be block by block, you know what I mean? Like, and it develops like that. So, and you could definitely hear little things, and then you get you could be in different places and pick up different shit. It's funny.
Yeah, like you say, you from Harlem and you've been in Harlem, so you can hear that. It's just like when you're in Queens, but Queensbridge sounds different than different parts of Queens. Queensbridge got their own slang, so you hear the thun talk,
they got
the thun
own
language,
slang. The thun,
you know,
right, exactly.
To you and Jackson,
Queens got
his Jackson
Queens
Heights.
Queensbridge is so crazy because Queensbridge is like such a world unto itself, bro. It's like,
think about the
rap legacy from one group of projects. It's incredible, bro.
Yeah,
it's like they came with their own,
but they all share that thun language throughout the whole bridge.
Right.
You know, whether you come from poet era. Or you come from the newer era, like the King Shooters and stuff like that, the Piff Jones. But the thun language is the thun language. That's Queensbridge all day. But you could be all the way in Astoria, and they might not have the same slang, you know?
Nah, it'll be different. It'll go through two different little, you know, it'll be something else for, I got a lot of homies from like Ravenswood and it's like a little similar but different, you know what I mean? They got their own little shit and their own little slangs and clicks
So like with you is, you know, you rhyming with
you know, you rhyming with people from the bridge, but you bringing that Harlem with you. So it just makes the record better, you know, because y'all ain't nobody trying to sound the same. You bringing your own sound, you know. It's still Harlem.
Yeah.
You know, Harlem is its own world too, you know. Harlem is just like the bridge, except it's just a bunch of more blocks, you know what I'm saying, from 125th down, you know. Even a little up more, like 180 and down, you know, Broadway, the whole Broadway going downtown, you know what I'm saying? The St. Nicholas, the all, you know, all that whole area, you know?
Yep.
But yeah, man, you just got to keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, we love that shit. I love hip-hop, man. I love the hip-hop. I love listening to artists that just bring their shit, man, and you different. Like, you different. You know,
yeah, that's what I try to. I'm glad you say that. I take that as a huge compliment also, because that's what I try to be. You know, a little bit. You know, like I'm not trying to be weird and different. I just try to like bring something that other people can't bring. You know what I mean? Like you know, with me particularly, it's like writing to I write a lot of concepts. So you know, I got my comic book as well. I don't know if I hit you with my comic book comment. I may not have.
I don't think
shit,
I got
man.
The comic book. I've seen the artwork.
So,
artwork,
yeah,
dope.
Yeah.
The artwork around. Man Bites Dog put it out, right, with you?
No. I put the comic out myself, just completely independently. And fucking, whoo, I spent a grip on that too, bro. I got it animated. It's basically a concept I call lyric vision, right? I tell a story as a song first. It's a regular rap song, except really it's just a super cinematic story. Nothing to do with no superheroes. It's nothing. I just tell a twist ending story, usually like some street crime shit, right? But it's different. I tell a different story. It might be a love story, it might be a political story, you know. And so, you know, then I have it animated as a comic book. There's no other words in the book except the lyrics of the song. Then you could scan the QR code on the inner cover. It takes you to the website where you can download the music and listen along while you read along, or it's also a fully animated music video motion comic as well. So it's an animated video. It's a comic book.
Oh, you better.
It's a song.
You better go trademark all that.
It's all trademarked up, bro. I own all that shit. It's called Tales from the Third Rail. AAB Tales from the Third Rail. I got one.
Pardon
if you go to
me,
my
I was
website
say,
right now,
like...
go to AAB.com. AAB.com. Boom. The first issue episode will pop up. You can watch it right there. And so that one's a little crazy. It touches on racism, some political shit. That one's a little more political. The first issue is a little more deeper and strikes on more issues than some of the, you know, some of the next ones will. But, you know, I touch on a lot of stuff. It's deep writing. I'm trying to tell a story. I envision these things as like little movies. So I'm trying to write like little 3 to 5 minute movies that I could say in as a rap song. It's a hard feat to do. When I first envisioned doing it, I thought I couldn't do it because I'm like, I'm going to need too many bars. I can't say a full story with a twist ending, setup, beginning, middle, and end in 3 16 bar verses. You know, I can't do it. And then
you gotta
learned.
You gotta take it back to the '80s when the records was 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
back in the day. Sometimes you can, but yeah. I didn't want to make them too long for the regular attention span. Like I want you to be able to, I don't want a person to get bored. I want it to be over in the span of a regular song, you know, but your 5 minutes ain't bad. I could push some of them. Like, that's what I ended up doing. The original ones, the first few, and I will do this sometimes. I put an extra verse. I'll put another 12 on the end. You know what I mean? There'll be 4 verses. Or just make long. What I started doing is, you know, not doing hooks, do little breaks, but make much longer verses. Do 3, like, 24-bar verses or something, you know, or 320s at least, you know.
What I like about the idea is that with the what makes it a little better and tolerable is that you give it a vision. So people want to look at something. So if it's 5 minutes long, people are going to sit and watch, you know. Now, if it's just a song, you know, they might, you know, because people nowadays, they drop the one-verse songs. They drop two-verse songs. Like it's real, like music's been shortened. But when you're giving them a small film like that, they're going to watch.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to watch.
Exactly.
Especially, you know, when people drop videos, they sit through the whole video. It's not like they listen to one verse and on to the next one. They watching the whole video. So if you giving it images, it just brings the song to life more. It's almost like what I was going to say is it kind of gave me like the Irv Gotti Tales vibes, where Irv Gotti was making little short films off of verses, you know, people's verses and making a little movie out of it.
Yeah,
but
that's
you
totally what I wanted to do. It's very similar. It is very similar, but you know, it's funny. Like, it's mine is just like word for word. There's no other, like the comic is exactly the words of the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
but
so
where
Irv, he's like interpreting it and making a new story, kind of, which is dope. You know what I mean? It's its own thing, you know?
Yeah,
but
like
mine is like
what I'm saying.
Very literal.
What I'm saying is that these are your words. So your words brought to life. He's just taking people's songs and bringing them,
bringing
the vision to
and
life.
And bringing them in.
So like this is all you, from your mind to the animators, you know, to his creation, and then boom, you know, here's your comic book. You know what I'm saying? But it all comes from the mind of Double AB, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's the crucial thing. And I have a bunch of these. Like I have enough like joints recorded to do like I have a 12 issue arc of 12 different, you know, stories that I could drop if it ever, you know, if I pitch it as a full comic. See, I only have one physical comic out there, and I haven't, you know, got the second issue developed yet, but I have it, you know, ready. But once it's ready, I'll have like a full year of one issue every month, right? And then at the end of that, I was kind of thinking like I might even, like, depending on the success of that, you know, I would like to eventually even be able to do as like a guest. Like, I'm putting out music like that, but you can't have a guest on it because you're really telling stories. But I would like to go and make a comic out of my favorite rap stories, you know? Like, I would like to go to G-Rap and be like, let me do On the Run. I got a job with the mob making G's.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, and I will only pick, and because certain ones, those are the stories that inspire mine. And mine is like, I'm trying to tell them like a comic book or like a movie. I don't even use a lot of rap slang in those stories because I'm trying to make it clear to even somebody that doesn't even listen to rap. I want everybody to be able to understand it and follow the story. And then, you know, from there, it's like, you know, yeah, I would love to have other, you know, show other people's story. Like, because there's certain rap stories that was like movies, you know? And I'm not, you know, some of my favorite rap stories are not that. Like a Slick Rick story, you can't really do because he's his own character and it's not meant to be real. It doesn't feel like a gritty movie, but it's funny and it's its own thing, you know what I mean? And he's the original storyteller, so he's a huge inspiration too. But I'm talking about, the Kool G Rap on the Run,
Mega.
The Nas. Mega got crazy stories.
Hey,
he got some crazy stories.
Hey, I got to give y'all one, too. I got to give y'all Ice Cube's My Summer Vacation.
Oh, right. Yeah. That would be a fire one, But there's so many. Like, I could get, like, it would be dope if I put out, you know, I'll put out and I start collecting them in volumes, you know, like graphic novels come out. It'll be, like, 5 or 6 issues. So, or I'll do 6 of mine and then license a song, you know, develop a song for one of my favorite joints. Boom, a comic, rather, you know, and then move on. And those are all tales from the third rail, you know, because it's shit that inspired me. And then, you know, I can even, you know, have my peoples, like I've spoken to even homies of mine that I know are ill rappers and ill writers. And I'm like, yo, we could develop, you know, something in the future. If you got a story and something that you're planning,
we can develop this as a comic and you know, ultimately further the intellectual property. Because if you're telling a real story, right, with a, that that's actually, you know, no matter how you tell it, you can retell it and retell it. It's why they keep making the same fucking movies, right? You tell a dope story, people are just going to keep telling it. And that's why Irv Gotti got the tales, right? Because these are, he's taking, you know, songs that kind of had their own life and expand, throwing a whole nother world on them, right? But it's, you know, inspired by that. So these things all can have lives that go on forever. So the more you tell the story, the more vividly you tell it, the more it could be. Like, I want all of my comics and all my tales from the Third Rail rap songs to be movies one day. You know what I mean? Or at least be able to be, like, you could listen to the song and it is a script. You know what I mean? You could, each, it's bringing you locations. It's telling you what's happening. It's there for you. You know what I mean? And so that's how I'm treating it. And that's how I really want to kind of develop these things as time goes on. You know, that's my real, that's my, exactly.
If Netflix is listening, man, come holla at Double AB, man. Netflix, you out there, man. Listen, come check my man Double AB, man. He got some good ideas for
good content
for himself. And yeah, man. But you know, we here with Double AB. Thank you for coming. You know, that's first and foremost. Thank you for coming on. You know, we always appreciate real artists that come through. And let the people know where they could get the new album. Oh, matter of fact, before we do that, how did you and Jit link up? Because y'all got a chemistry between the two of y'all.
Yeah, man. Jit is the homie. Shout out to Jit because he's I've been working with Jit actually on and off for years, but the last, I would say, like 3 years, I've just been doing a bunch of stuff over Jit's beats. So we got like two albums developed that were just dropping the first one now. And so the first one is called Lungs of Mahalia. That's the one that you played one of the singles off of it all the time. We dropped All the Time, On My Way, and Sashimi. So we got three records out so far off the Lungs of Mahalia. Jit, I met you still got, you going to play the other two, too.
We still got a couple more joints we going to play before the night's over. Cool. Yeah, definitely. We got to give the people a call. It's all about you, you know?
Yeah, man. So Jit, I really knew Jit through my people's T-Weapons, who, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they no longer, they kind of split in different factions, although they're all still fam, you know? But it was my man, Psalms, Ark, and Israel had a rap group, Puerto Rican kids from East New York. You know, they were, you know, down with PF Cutting, and Jit used to make a lot of beats for them. And so just starting to, when I, you know, I've known them for years. They're some of my best friends in music and in life, you know what I mean? It's funny, we don't even got that much music together as much as we hang, you know, but those are my people, you know? So, you know, they started playing me Jit's beats, and I was like, oh, my God, what is this? And I think Jit also separately heard my music playing at a probably at my homie Last Call Steve. Shout out to Last Call Steve. That's my brother. We all go chill in his house and smoke a bunch of weed and hang out. And he's a videographer, photographer, you know, and he'd be bumping our music, and he was probably – I think that's how me and Jit made the connection, maybe through Steve, you know. I think Jit heard my shit over there. I was like, yo, that kid's nice. I want to work with him. And Jit's kind of like, he's like me. We're like music weirdos. We don't, you know, necessarily gravitate to everybody or want. We don't even want to work with everybody that's necessarily quote-unquote popping, although we want attention for our music. But we want to work with dope people maybe that are even getting overlooked. And he was like, oh, who's this guy, Double AB? I don't know him, but he's nice. Like, and you know, we kind of both feel the same way about each other, where, like, he's been around, too. He's from Staten Island, was in the mix with, you know, pre-Wu-Tang, RZA, and everybody. Like, he's been around every music for so long, and he's a record collector. You know, that's what he does for a living. He sells used vinyl, bro, and he makes a good living at it. He's like he's a vinyl head, like, really and truly, and such an ill producer, and none of his beats are, he don't quantize them shits. They're not locked into the grid. They change tempo. They're all like funky and different and weird in some way. And that's what I love, man. It's really a little different than the average thing, but it's still soulful, you know, it's, you know what I mean? It's soulful hip hop music. It's not going to make you be like, what is this? I can't hear it. It's in the vein of soulful hip hop, but he definitely, if you listen to a bunch of his beats, you get an idea of his swing and his taste and his funk, and everybody don't got that, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like a, you know, it reminds me of a RZA, early RZA, something like that, or you know, just any, or like a maybe a Dilla in a way, or something like that. Something that's you know, a little off in a funky way that's dope. You know what I mean? And it makes it better. And that's his style. So yeah, I've been rocking with Jit. So look out for Lungs of Mahalia. We dropping that soon. We about to put out the fourth and the fifth single. We're probably gonna put out about 5 singles. And then drop the full 10-song album with the 6th single. You know what I mean?
So your music, they could go and buy it, you know, because I'm a strong supporter of physical copy. So
yeah, there's no physicals of me and Jit shit yet. It's on streaming. It's on iTunes or whatever. If you want to cop it, there's places you can cop it. You know, it's on all the sites that sell songs if you want to buy it digitally. And we will eventually do some vinyl. I do have vinyl for my last album, Devils and Drugs, and that's on Man Bites Dog's Bandcamp. So go to Bandcamp and Man Bites Dog Records, and you can, you know, cop the vinyl. Devils and Drugs, you know, we got Etho on there. I got my man Swave Sever on there. I got just played the Nature Foul Monday record. I got my man Napoleon the Legend and Breeze Bruin from the Juggernauts on there. Incredible joint. So yeah, it's a really dope joint. And I got Parallel Thought on production, Dub Sonata, my man Kevin Casey, Ness, a lot of dope people. So very proud of that record. We got vinyl, we got pins, we got t-shirts, you know. I got that one. We even had tapes and CDs, so you could even get a cassette tape if you like of the EP before we dropped the full album. We dropped cassettes and CDs of the half album. So
dope. Shout out, yeah, man. Man Bites Dog, you know.
Yes,
they good people over there. Shout out Suave Sever. That's Team Homie, you know.
Team Homie all day.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, man, let these people know where they can follow you at, you know, where you at, your website, you know, before we get out of here and drop these last 2 songs.
Yup. So, yeah, just go to, like I said, AAB.com. That's the easiest way. Or just hit me on, you know, Instagram or Facebook. Instagram, the AAB, TheDoubleAB. Same thing on Twitter, though I hardly be on Twitter. Facebook, I'm on a little, but I'll be more. IG is probably the best. You want to social media interact with me, hit me on IG. You know, otherwise, just go to the website. The website has links to the IG and all that. It has links to the web store where you can get the music. You can watch the animated video for free, you know. And
yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Go there and check it out. It's a quick 5 minutes. You'll run through a storm, but it's a whole story. And then when I see you, next time I see you, I'm going to lace you with an actual physical comic, and then you can read it, and then you can be like, oh, shit, this is the animated video I watched, you know? But, yeah, so that's it, AAB.com, TheAAB on IG, holler at me, get at me. We got more music coming, Lungs of Mahalia with Jit Beats coming right at you. Then after that, Nejma Nefertiti, AAB, Dub Sonata, Animal Instinct, the concept album, Chrome Ninja Series, an album with my brother Vord Omega from Cannibal Ox that I've been sitting on for 1,000 nights and days, and it will come out probably later this year. So I got a lot of stuff.
Man, stay working, man.
Dope.
Oh man, I can't even tell you how many things I'm sitting on, waiting to give birth to, and they all constipated behind each other. But I'm like, no, go time, all you motherfuckers out there.
Yeah, man, you gotta stop holding on to shit. Just let them shits fly, man.
That's what you gotta do all the
fly.
Time. Exactly.
For real. So, yo, thank you for coming on. You know, it was a pleasure having
appreciate
you on Screwball Radio.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Thank
for sure. You good people, man. I had to bring you on, you know. And keep
man.
Doing your thing. I'm about to go check after these two songs. What's the two songs, E? I know they the two JIT
all the time
records. What? All the time.
You played all the
Sashimi,
time already.
Right?
So you're gonna play On My Way and Sashimi.
On My Way and
Sashimi. Yeah, Sashimi.
Yeah, Sashimi. That was a riddle. That's a test. You got to see if you can pronounce it. It's sushi. It's raw fish. Sashimi.
Sashimi. Word. That video
sushi
is
with no
too.
Rice.
They...
It's just fish. That's sashimi. Yeah, that's my people, yo. Shout out Raw Like Sushi. Actually, anybody, let me plug them real quick. Anybody that's around on this coming Wednesday, the 15th, come through. New Blue. The Raw Like Sushi party. They're going to have a really, really dope set. I think DJ Boogie Blind going to be there. A few other DJs. It's always lit. They some of the illest sushi chefs from Japan moved over here. They all hip-hop heads. They have a strictly all vinyl party. So they play all vinyl, funky tunes, really good music. It's always a good crowd in there. There's always, you be sitting there and Kate Moss will walk in. You know what I mean? Anderson .Paak will walk in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm filming when we film Sashimi, G-Eazy is in the background just, you know, grabbing sushi, like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's people just popping in there. It's a dope party. Shout out to my man Fresh Roman, Chef Kamui, Leahy, everybody that runs the party. It's very dope, and that's where we shot the Sashimi video, which came out beautiful. I'm really proud of that. Shout out to my man Tapia, who's my brother, who directed that as well. And he also directed that Black Ice Ito video. If you didn't see the Black Ice, go look at Black Ice and see his work. My man is crazy. He's one of the illest videographers in the game. And he was active. He was like me in music. He was active like a while ago, then stopped for a while, and we both woke up hungry like, we coming back to claim this art shit. So, you know, check his work out. He's a beast.
That's the same for me, you know. Took a little break.
Yeah,
you know,
I see
pandemic,
that.
Pandemic wise, and now I'm back, you know. And I got some more shit coming. And, you know, me and you going to put some twerk in. So, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good the next couple months. But tomorrow I'm going to hit you up about that address because, you know, I might have to come out to that sushi spot.
Yeah. I was supposed to be there, but I'm dipping out to South by Southwest, man. So I'm not even going to be in the spot, bro. But I'm flying out that night. I'm kind of depressed about it, but I'm like, I gotta hit this Texas shit. So fuck it.
Yeah, man. Business first,
but
man.
Yeah,
business
go
first, pleasure later. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly,
I'm gonna definitely hit you up for that info and the address and all that.
Holla at
so,
me,
yeah.
And I'll be posting it to
WAB, School Board Radio, King Eric. Let's hit him with these two joints. And until next time, let them know, E.
Same school time.
Who had Saturday
night. Y'all know the business.
Appreciate you, brothers. Peace. Much peace. Peace,
brother. Yo, what up?
Yo, AB, what up, man? It's PF.
What's good?
Yo, what's going on? I'm here with JIT, man. You mad late for the session, man.
Ah, my bad, man. I got caught up in a cipher. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
drug inhaler. Inhale the bug with the lungs of Mahalia and glide over troubled waters like a subtle sailor. A son of Samia, if you set me up for sudden failure. They say they love you, but they really wanna fucking kill you and crucify you. It be your own brother that'll nail you and set you up with drug paraphernalia. New rap is okay, I love hearing the real stuff. Classic Nas and Wu, bumping it just made you feel tough. Classic era Primo before rap was emo. Was TDK taping the radio pre-TiVo. No Siri, only C-3PO. No BBM, just your beeper code. We had a G-code that taught you not to rap before the block was a trap. It was a daily boxing match for your watch and your hat. So thank God my Uncle Frankie taught me to scrap. So when I got my shit snatched, I usually got my shit back. And I was on my way. Yeah, they say a man can't live off bread alone. I'ma need to get dessert too, smoke weed, get head and bone. Headed home, wifey on the phone, trying to keep it in a mellow tone. Now I can't sleep without the melatonin, forever zoning on my own shit. Once the moment is dead, you gotta throw a quick condolence. Ain't no holding on to moments, cause they known to come and go quick. The strongest G.I. Joe grip, couldn't hold back a lone tick of the clock. Time slips slick as a fox, as your present turn to past with a skip and a hop. It's just the mystery of time, and it defies logic. That's why I had to conduct this little science project. I encourage every one of you, refine your logic. Identify your own flying object, build your mind a rocket, and try and launch it toward the sky, and now you got a starship. To boldly go to the unknown like the plot of Star Trek, you gotta forfeit emotion like a Vulcan, and clearly cling on to your focus. Now you finally approaching a white dwarf explosion that's ripping a black hole in space-time open, and now you on your way. And we won't let you slide. Yeah, I'm gonna be right there, man. Yeah. I'm on my way. Yeah. Back around, huh?
Please.
All right, I'm on my way. Queens get the money long time from the strong grind. Fiends with no Wi-Fi still be online. Me, I'm just trying to keep a strong mind. Keep a couple raw rhymes in the archives. Keep a couple soft eyes in my palms wide. When it's time, separate them like apartheid. Apartheid's like a hairline. Talk jobs smoother than a Porsche drives in my spare time. I'm a rare kind, a connoisseur savage. Trying to keep my shit together like a common law marriage. Bottom line, the left would do your bottom jaw damage. So keep your goggles on where my southern poor hand is. And don't be sleeping on my right neither. I bring it to your chest with no sidearms like a wife beater. Then light Chiba with a dyke diva. Tight beaver with a light Caesar. I'm eating life's peach up. Every single time that she see me, I'm sliding in straight sashimi. My guys got the roll later on, you can see me. 100% sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Everything from the weed to the wet soap tea leaves. This in our circle, then it's sashimi.
without reversible low bucket. I got a thirst for the dough, fuck it. Pinky ring cursed with a gold nugget. Cold flooded with the non-conflict ice. Wild rice, steamed prawns, and a garlic spice. Sounds nice, bring me two of those. Let loose the Cubans from the humidors. No shotgun, we bazooka those. Later hitting blue ribbon, sushi couple tuna rolls. Bougie hole, coochie hole, tighter than a sushi roll. Coochie runch rolled up, snug in a spliff. Bad bitch hugging a hip. Colombian mommy, bubble butt, thunderous body. Met her back when I used to bubble butt in the lobby. She caught three for her best friend and her aunt piece. I said I'd give you one more free if you raunchy. The hollow sounds of hallway head still haunts me. The Mrs. Keach quarters coming out for the laundry. Every single time that she see me, I'm sliding in straight side sheen. My guys got the roar later on, you can see me. 100% sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Every time you see me, sashimi. Every day from the weed to the wet soap tea leaves. If it's in our circle, then it's sashimi.